I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Friday, April 16th. We'll tell you what we know so far about a mass shooting at a FedEx facility in Indianapolis and what to know about another police shooting, this time of a 13-year-old boy in the Chicago area. Also, will you need a third COVID-19 vaccine dose? It's possible. We'll tell you who is saying what about it. Plus, why an NBA star made a sudden decision to leave the game. How much money ticket holders of the now infamous Fyre Festival can expect to get for their troubles. And how a few major tech companies are tackling climate change. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today, we start with a deadly mass shooting that happened overnight in Indianapolis. At least 8 people were shot and killed at a FedEx warehouse near the Indianapolis airport. And more people are said to be hurt and taken to hospitals. Police say they believe the gunman also killed himself. So far, officers have not identified the gunman or any of the victims, and they haven't said a possible motive. As of early this morning, the situation is still developing. More details are expected later today. Once again, people all over the world are watching and reacting to another graphic video of a deadly police shooting. This time, it was a 13-year-old boy in Chicago who died. The shooting happened last month, but the body cam footage was just released. Just before it came out, Chicago's mayor held an emotional news conference to warn people the video is, quote, excruciating and incredibly difficult to watch. It shows officers responding to reports of gunfire in the Little Village neighborhood. They saw 2 people in the alley and started to chase them. One of them was 13-year-old Adam Toledo. Early in the video, Adam is holding what at least looks like a gun, but you can see him toss it at the end of the chase. Eventually, when Adam stopped running, an officer ordered him to show his hands. Adam put both his hands up in the air, and both appeared to be empty. Only a second later, the officer says, "Drop it," and fired a single gunshot that hit Adam in the chest. Immediately, the officer called for an ambulance and started doing CPR. Other officers arrived to help, too, but Adam died. The 21-year-old who was with the boy is now facing felony charges related to that night. They include weapons charges as well as one for endangering a child. The officer who shot Adam is on paid leave, which is typical protocol, and a police watchdog group is investigating the incident now. This shooting actually happened back on March 29th, but with the video just released, dozens of protesters rallied last night. Some accused police of brutality against communities of color. Adam was Latino, the officer is white. More protests are planned for this weekend. Though the police union president said the officer had only 0.8 seconds to assess whether the teen was still holding the weapon, he said the shooting is tragic but justified. Chicago's mayor and other city leaders are calling for empathy, calm, and peace. Another closely watched case involving police is coming to a close. Both the prosecution and defense have now rested their cases in the trial of Derek Chauvin. As you know, he's the ex-officer facing murder and manslaughter charges over the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis last May. Chauvin decided not to testify in his own defense yesterday, and with that, the jury was sent home for the weekend. The trial moves into closing arguments on Monday. That will be the final chance lawyers have to convince jurors that Chauvin did or did not murder Floyd by kneeling on his neck. Then it will be up to the jury to deliver a verdict. That part could take minutes, hours, days, or even weeks. If found guilty, Chauvin could spend up to 40 years in prison. The U.S. is now punishing Russia for interfering in the 2020 election and hacking American companies and government agencies. President Biden ordered a series of measures, including economic sanctions, against more than 36 people and companies. Also, the Biden administration is not letting American banks buy any new Russian government debt. And 10 Russian diplomats were kicked out of the embassy in Washington, D.C. Remember, Russia is accused of hacking into at least 9 federal agencies last year to gather American secrets. The U.S. also believes Russia tried to influence the presidential election by spreading disinformation. The Biden administration warned Russia more penalties are possible, but the president says he's still open to working with the country, so for now he's holding back. The Russian government denies orchestrating the cyber attack or interfering in American elections, and it's now promising to retaliate against the sanctions, but it's not clear yet how. For a full week now, a volcano has been erupting on the Caribbean island of St. Vincent. It's covered the island in molten rock and gas, as well as ash that's also reached islands nearby. So far, about 20,000 people have had to leave their homes, and the entire St. Vincent population of about 110,000 people are now without clean drinking water or electricity. The UN is now calling this a humanitarian crisis that may continue for weeks and months to come. It's hard for aid groups to get in help since airports are shut down and even water travel is limited. But one disaster relief organization from the U.S. was able to get in this week to drop off supplies. Also, the U.S. Embassy in Barbados is working with Royal Caribbean Cruises to get American citizens off St. Vincent today. Nearby countries are also sending in water, masks, and cots for shelters. Well, you might need a third dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. The Pfizer CEO said it's likely people may need a booster shot between 6 and 12 months of getting fully vaccinated with the first two doses, and that in general, it's possible people will need a COVID-19 vaccine each year, just like with the flu shot. But his predictions still need to be confirmed, and the Pfizer CEO admits it also depends on what happens with the newer COVID-19 strains. The Biden administration's COVID response chief science officer also said this week Americans should expect to get booster shots to help protect against those other variants. And Moderna CEO told CNBC the company hopes to have a booster shot available as soon as this fall. So far, both Pfizer and Moderna have said their data shows their two-dose vaccines already available in the U.S. are more than 91% effective against COVID-19 for up to 6 months. But more research is needed. All right, more news still ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Fitbod. Fitbod is a smart fitness app that learns about your abilities more and more with each workout and plans exercises designed to maximize your results. No more wondering what workout you should do today or how to switch it up. I like that Fitbod always cycles new exercises into the mix to keep workouts fun and fresh, and you can use it anywhere, whether at home, at the gym, or on the road. I've created two setups that I can easily switch between, one using just body weight and one using my at-home equipment. But if you prefer going to the gym, it can incorporate all of that equipment as well. Fitbod workouts are balanced to give you results while also avoiding overworking the same muscles, and it's super easy to use with HD video tutorials if you need them. It's like having personalized training in your pocket and for a lot less money than an actual personal trainer. So pick up the pace on your fitness journey with Fitbod today, and your future self will thank you. And right now, you can get 25% off your membership at fitbod.me/newsworthy. That's 25% off at fitbod.me/newsworthy. Okay, now back to the news. Presidents, athletes, actors, and musicians are coming together for a TV special meant to encourage people to get a COVID-19 vaccine. Singer Ciara and her husband, NFL player Russell Wilson, are hosting the star-studded event this weekend, which is called Roll Up Your Sleeves. President Biden and former President Barack Obama are both slated to speak, with Obama set to appear with basketball icons Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley. Actor Matthew McConaughey will be interviewing the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Other stars making appearances include Jennifer Lopez, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Sterling K. Brown, Faith Hill, Joe Jonas, and Wanda Sykes. The special airs this Sunday night at 7 o'clock on NBC. Basketball star LaMarcus Aldridge surprised fans this week when he suddenly announced his retirement. Aldridge has played more than 1,000 games over 14 seasons in the NBA, and he's a 7-time All-Star. Most recently, he's been playing for the Brooklyn Nets, where he was hoping to finally win a championship. It looks like that's not going to happen for him anymore, though. Aldridge explained on social media that after a recent game, he was diagnosed with an irregular heartbeat. He went to the hospital that night and says he's feeling better now, but he also says the scare pushed him to prioritize his health. Aldridge is 35 and has 2 children. It looks like some ticket holders of the infamous and disastrous Fire Festival will each get about $7,220 as part of a class action settlement. Nearly 4 years after the event, the New York Times reports a $2 million settlement was reached in U.S. bankruptcy court this week between the organizers and nearly 300 of the ticket holders. Remember, tickets for the festival on a remote island in the Bahamas cost between $1,000 and $12,000 plus dollars. It was promoted as an exotic island adventure with luxury accommodations and performances from some of the hottest musical acts. Influencers promoted it across social media. But ultimately, it turned out to be a beach full of disaster relief tents and cheese sandwiches. It was canceled, but only after many people had already arrived on the island. Organizer Billy McFarland was sentenced to 6 years in prison on fraud charges, though his business partner, rapper Ja Rule, was cleared of wrongdoing. The settlement still needs final approval and will depend on the outcome of the bankruptcy case. So far, lawyers for the organizers have not commented. Three of the largest tech companies in the world are making moves that could help the environment. First up, Facebook says all of its operations are now powered entirely by renewable energy. To reach this, the social media company poured $8 billion into green energy projects like new wind and solar power plants. Its next goal is to reach zero emissions across its entire value chain by 2030. So that means it's cracking down on its suppliers and business activities like travel and employee commutes. Also this week, Apple launched a $200 million fund for climate change. The money is going to forest projects that help remove carbon from the atmosphere. It's all part of the company's goal to become carbon neutral by 2030. And to do that, Apple is also planning to remove 75% of emissions from its supply chain and products. And there's a new tool out there now to see what climate change is really doing to the planet. Google Earth just launched a new feature called Timelapse. It combines 24 million satellite photos from more than 800 different places that were taken from 1984 to 2020. Together, they show how glaciers, beaches, forests, and more have changed. Google worked with NASA and the U.S. Geological Survey, along with other organizations, to put the project together. All right, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, thanks to our sponsor, BetterHelp. I know a lot of people have been dealing with a lot of added stress over the last year, at least. But here's the thing. None of us have to go through this time, or just life in general, alone. We all deserve to be as happy as possible, to achieve our goals, and to be our best selves. And I know one great way to do that is through therapy. I think of it as going to the gym, but for mental health. And BetterHelp makes it easy. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's convenient and confidential. You can start communicating in under 24 hours in a safe and private online environment. This is not self-help and it's not a crisis line. This is professional counseling where you can send your counselor a message anytime, plus schedule weekly video or phone sessions. And as a listener of The Newsworthy, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join over a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. A group of fraternity brothers decided to go above and beyond for a cook who they say made college feel like home. The men went to Louisiana State University during the 80s and 90s, and during that time, Jesse Hamilton was the cook at the Phi Gamma Delta fraternity house, better known as Fiji. They told the Washington Post she was like a mother to them. She was a listening ear who would drive them to the grocery store or doctor's appointments if they needed. So when they found out Hamilton was working two jobs to pay off her mortgage even in her 70s, they stepped in. About a dozen of them drove to her house to surprise her on her 74th birthday. Many of them had to drive across state lines to do so with wives, children, and dogs. But they had a big gift to give. Each of them donated between $600 and $1,000. And that added up to almost $52,000, all for Hamilton. She had $45,000 left on her mortgage, so they told her to use the rest on herself. And now she's going to retire and hopes to even take a trip to Hawaii. Thank you so much for listening today. We'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great day.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.